Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. What a way to get us started this morning. That's Josh Baldwin, Evidence of Your Love, and what evidence we have today, a special show on Christmas morning. And before we get anything going, let's start the show in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this awesome opportunity to serve you on the day that we celebrate your son. Lord, take this show over. Be the boss, Lord. I don't mind sitting in the back seat. Lord, be with Tyler today as he speaks. Be with Allie as she speaks. Lord, be with our listeners, Lord. Be the healing hand they need in their life, Lord, because there's so many that need you. Let something in this show guide them to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, two awesome guests in the studio. I didn't know how to do this. Usually ladies first, but I have this little issue. I have to start left or right. Tyler McGrady, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here. I always enjoy speaking about Jesus and, fellowshipping.
Awesome. Across from me on mic number three, Miss Allie Buttram.
Yes, it's good to be here. It's good to be talking about Jesus on this Sunday morning, Christmas Day. It's crazy.
When we come back, we'll have more from Tyler and Allie right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. In the studio, Miss Allie Buttram. But right now, Tyler McGrady is up on the mic. Tyler, again, it's good to have you here this morning. Tell us a little bit about who is Tyler McGrady.
Glad to be here this morning. So I just want to tell you a little about myself. My name's Tyler McGrady. I'm local and lived here in Sylacauga all of my life. Right now, I've been in the real estate industry, and I've also been in the construction industry. I do renovations and things of that such. I never really planned on being where I'm at today, but the Lord had a different path for me. When I got out of my teenage years and got married and had kids, I really got to experience what it means to be a Christian and who Jesus is to me. So I'm glad to be here today and glad to talk about Jesus and what it means for me to celebrate Christmas.
And you are a professional Facebook poster.
That I am, some would say.
Light it up a little bit.
So first off, I want to talk a little bit about 1 Peter. He said, I want to talk about Jesus, obviously. So I want to say in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24, he said, "He himself bore our sins in this body on the tree, that we might die to sin and to live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." So what it means for me on Christmas, especially as a Christian, I've had done a lot of silly things in my life, made a lot of mistakes, but I know that my Lord has forgiven me, and I thank him for setting me free. He can set all of us free today. I believe that that the birth of Jesus, it means many different things, but I'm grateful that it means for me that he forgives me and he loves me enough to teach me to move forward and to have the Holy Spirit's presence in my life. When I do wrong, he lifts me up. And the Bible says that he's always in our midst, and the prayer of a righteous man is powerful. So I believe that as long as we stay obedient and believe in Jesus and our faith grows as we continue to live our life for him, and, other people get to experience that also. I believe, there's a lot of people that need deliverance. I believe there's a lot of people that are going through battles and they have strongholds and things of such. And, I believe when they encounter Jesus, and who he is and what he can do, and what he's done for us, as we celebrate this Christmas, the birth and the resurrection of Jesus, this ain't some fairy tale. This is our Lord and Savior. He's alive. He is active in our lives. And, I love to proclaim the goodness of God and the freedom that he has given us all.
Wow, Allie. Got to say amen, brother, after that, amen. Don't you?
That was so powerful.
Well, Tyler, thank you for sharing that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Miss Allie Buttram right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning on Christmas morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And I've got some great guests in the studio this morning. You heard from Mr. Tyler McGrady a little while ago. And now right across from me, Miss Allie Buttram.
Yes, it's good to be here, Greg.
It is good to be here. It is. Well, tell us, look, who is this is one of my favorite segments of the show, because we get to find out who you are and people get to find out who you are. Who is Miss Allie Buttram?
Yes, well, I was born and raised here in Sylacauga, Alabama. I actually graduated from Fayetteville High School in 2020. Currently, I'm at Auburn pursuing an engineering degree. My parents are Caprice and Jeremy Buttram, and I have a younger brother, John Brady. So, I'm local. Glad to be here. But I currently attend Auburn Community Church in Auburn, and my home church in Sylacauga is Full Gospel Tabernacle.
And you were a local volleyball star.
I was. I played a little bit of everything, softball, volleyball, all the things.
Well, I saw you on the volleyball court because you and my daughters played against each other. So
yes, we did. We did. Volleyball was a good time.
Well, what does being Christmas morning, what does Christmas mean to you?
So Christmas is a very powerful time of the year. I feel like it just reminds me of the love of Christ. And for him to come and be born as, you know, fully human, and to go through his life knowing that he was going to be the ultimate sacrifice and savior for us. I go back to some lyrics of a song. The lyrics of the song say, "You could have picked a palace, someplace more fit for a king, but then the story wouldn't be as good." And I go back to that because I feel like that's just so symbolic of Jesus's love for us, that he chose to be born in a manger, in an inn with animals, and, you know, definitely not the most fancy place to be born. And I just feel like that's such a testament to his sacrifice for us. And, you know, Jesus does love us. And I also feel like going back to the story of Jesus's birth, you know, Mary trusted the Lord to carry the Savior, and Joseph trusted the Lord, you know, for his firstborn son. And there's just so much love in that and faith in that. And I just feel like this season is a time to celebrate that.
Awesome. Tyler, can I say amen, sister, to that?
You sure can. That is good. That is good. That is great, Allie.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Well, hey, stay tuned. There's no telling what will happen in the studio right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning. On the phone with us, Miss Faith Richardson. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'd much rather have you in the seat over here, but it will get you any way we can.
Oh, I know it.
Christmas is busy, isn't it?
It's so busy. We just gifted my nephew a goat, so that's how our Christmas is going so far.
A goat?
A goat.
I saw that. Somebody, I guess I can say stiffed you, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were done wrong.
Yeah, I was scammed.
Yeah, you were scammed, yeah, but you did end up with a goat.
I did end up with a goat.
Good. Well, besides a goat, Miss Faith, what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas to me this year is a little different, just because I've taken a lot of time to kind of evaluate, like, truly what Christmas is to me. And I think for me personally, like, my biggest thing is, like, I love gift giving. I would go the rest of my life giving gifts and not receiving one. Like, I buy a gift and I'm like, can I show you? You know? And so I think that has kind of altered my way. I appreciate that a lot about myself, because through Christmas, when Jesus was born, we were given an opportunity to enter this relationship with God that was not possible before. So, you know, that's something, you know, I think we get so overwhelmed and we get so, oh, well, we don't have enough gifts this year. We got to go buy more. We got to have the biggest gift. But honestly, the presents are wonderful. And it's such a joy to see people's faces when they get to open a present and they're like, oh my God, this is what I asked for. But being in his presence is so much better. And it's just, it's a completely overwhelming sense. I think that I've taken a lot of time. My dad is the most spiritual man I've ever met. And, you know, he's in the Word every single morning. He sends us a Christmas text and he's like, you know, remember the reason for the season. Like, that's what we always say. And so I think that Jesus was that necessary that he's the only necessary death that I can even imagine, you know, like he was born so we can be forgiven. And that's something that it's so hard to even fathom. He was so necessary to bridge this gap between humans and God. And I think that for me personally, like, especially this year, just getting older and being able to actually wrap my mind around it, for me, Christmas is so much more than presents. It's just, you know, we were given a life that no one on this earth could ever thank enough for this life, no matter what we are faced with or no matter what trials and tribulations that we, you know, may enter our life. Like, we were blessed with Jesus, and that is, he himself is the reason for Christmas. There's no Christmas without Jesus.
Right on, sister.
Amen.
That was good.
We're doing a bunch of amen in this morning.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler got an amen. Allie got an amen. And Faith, you got an amen.
Yes.
Well, Faith,
always strive for an amen.
Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for all that you've always done for me. We are, like, we had the candlelight service last night, and I love candlelight services because, you know, they say it lights the room up, but if you look at it individually, each person's candle isn't that bright, but that's all God needs. He just needs a little bit of you. And if mm-hmm. you surround yourself with who you need to be with, man, look what it can do.
Absolutely.
For him, for his glory.
Yeah.
So thank you for always being there when I needed you, whether it was to sing or to come talk to the youth, to the Bubbas, all of it. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Well, you have a very Merry Christmas.
You as well. And I thank you so much for allowing me to come talk.
Anytime.
And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope y'all have a wonderful Christmas, everyone.
Christmas. Same to you. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome.
And I'll get with your booking agent for next time I need you, okay?
Oh, yeah. So when are we restarting Rock the Flock? Our fans don't need to know about that, you know? That's just something grand. You remember that?
It is. We can't let that out of the bag yet.
No.
That's crazy.
Cat's still in the bag.
That's crazy you said that. Well, all right, sister. Tell your family I love them. Have a great Christmas.
I will. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
That was Miss Faith Richardson right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning on a special Christmas edition. Tyler McGrady, Allie Buttram, and Tyler, you've brought somebody in to the show.
Absolutely, Greg. I got my best friend Cody Hamilton on the phone this morning. Cody, I just wanted to call and ask you, what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, that's easy for me to answer, because I mean, this time of the year, you hear a lot of people say that, you know, they're ready for it to be over, but it's real easy for me to answer that. I was reading Isaiah this morning, and it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall rest upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Prince of Peace." And that part where it says, "Unto us a son is given," the message of Christmas to me is that God so loved the world that he gave us his only son.
Absolutely.
And that who shall ever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. You know, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus come to set the captives free. And what he done for me, I mean, he can do for anybody. And so many people will sit and they'll think that, you know, maybe I need to do a little bit more living before I come to him. I need to do this and to do that. But he says, no, come to me as you are. You know, salvation is not of works. It's believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas means to me.
That was a good answer, Cody. That was a good answer. And you are right. I believe we just need to come as him, you know, come to him as we are. You know, he, there ain't much we can do in our lives to change, you know, the way we live without the power of his presence and his Holy Spirit giving us strength to move forward. Greg?
Well, Cody, thank you for taking the time to call in. Tyler, you got a great friend right there. As we talked about earlier, you have to, you know, you have to fill your quiver, and your quiver is filled with the sword that's sharp on both sides, because you have to have friends that make you better. And Tyler, I know Cody has a friend, and Cody, I know you have a friend that makes you better.
Absolutely. Yes. Cody's yep. a good people. And, you know, the Bible says bad company corrupts good character. So, you know, oftentimes if we can just surround ourselves with people, and the Bible also says iron sharpens iron. So if we hang out with people mm-hmm. that love Jesus, you know, we can all grow together and grow to learn and love more.
Well, Cody, thank you for calling in to Mix Sunday Morning.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, we'll be back with more. I think Allie is up on the clock now. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning, right here on Christmas morning. Tyler McGrady, Allie Buttram, Greg Wyckoff, Faith Richardson called in. She was supposed to be here. And now, Allie, you have another wonderful guest to join into the show.
Yes, today from LaGrange, Georgia, I have Callie Shelton on the phone, who's my best friend. Callie, what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, I think Christmas to me is just a symbol of the birth of Jesus, and what that represents is joy and peace, joy for the days to come, and like peace for right now and in the future. I think that Christmas can sometimes be centered around gifts and gift giving, and I think it's so important that I, myself, take time to reflect on the gifts of baby Jesus. I think that one good thing is the stillness of Christmas morning. A lot of people are on the road, and nature wakes up with the sun, and it's just so good to sit in that stillness and just remember the peace that Jesus has given us and the peace that we have for our future. And I think that Christmas is more of the season of joy and peace than just the holiday of gift giving. And yeah, that's what it means to me.
Absolutely. That's awesome. That sounds great. Well, we're going to turn it back over to Greg, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Callie, thank you so very much. I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, you too.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. It has been a really fun morning. We've got guests in the studios, Allie Buttram, Tyler McGrady. We've all had call-ins to the show. And it's Christmas morning, and you know, it's rare that Sunday is on Christmas, but what better day to have it on? And I've seen some people argue on Facebook and social media that, hey, that's not the, how do you know it's the real day? Well, to me, it doesn't matter. It's when we celebrate it, and that there's a day that we do celebrate the birth of our Savior.
Right.
That's absolutely right.
Because I know, Tyler, I know you're on social media a lot. And Allie, I see you on Instagram.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things that go out. And we just got to get back to Christmas. And
a reason for the season.
It is. And no matter what size gift, and it's not what we give, it's not what we receive. It's what was given to us, and that's the best gift. You can't gift wrap a box any better than Jesus.
That's right. I really loved what Faith had to say, you know, earlier, talking about, you know, the presents that we get. You know, that's all great. Everybody loves it, you know, especially the kids, you know, and it's good to see them happy and all of that. But it's the presence of God that is what it's really all about, you know. The world wants to take Jesus away from all of these things and away from that one day, you know, but in reality, Jesus should be celebrated every day in our life. You know, he literally came here as a baby, lived 33 and a half years, and then got brutally crucified, resurrected, also we could have communication with God, and also we can be forgiven for our sins, you know, and I think that that's a huge sacrifice. You know, something that we really can't even comprehend. So, you know, I think we need to remember that, especially on Christmas morning.
Allie, your thoughts on that?
I think you're exactly right. I 100% agreed with Faith. I love gift giving, But the, I mean, the ultimate gift that will forever be the best gift given was Jesus Christ. And, you know, I couldn't be more thankful for that.
Yeah, because today we celebrate that little, we celebrate that baby that was like no other. No one has come before, no one will come after. But as we celebrate today and we're with our families and we're opening up those gifts, remember that baby's not a baby anymore. And he's sitting at the right hand of God and he's coming back.
Absolutely.
And you can call it whatever you want. It, the Bible says like a thief in the night. It's not no partisan. No, it's he's coming back to take his home.
Absolutely.
And if you're not of his, well, then there's a hell. There's a special place called hell. And there's no in between. And if there's a day to start over, a day to reset, a day to get your life right, because none of our lives are right. I mean, things go bad every day, and they're not going to be perfect if we follow Christ. I mean, there's not a perfect day, but choose him today. Choose him. He can fix all of those things. If not, he will give you a way. And if you don't have a way out on this earth, he's giving you an eternal way out.
Absolutely. You know, he is the light, you know, and there's so much darkness in this world right now, you know, that if we would just fix our eyes on him, be still and know that he is God, you know, that it would take so much of our worries. You know, God actually loves us so much. You know, this world wants to teach us. There's even a movie. It's called The Pursuit of Happiness. You know, but Greg, happiness is temporary. You know, the fruits of the Spirit is permanent whenever you're encountering God. Now, that don't mean that you're not going to have a moment to where you've had a bad day or something bad has happened or your heart's broken or you've had a death in your family. But that means that you've got a God that loves you enough that you can lean on him in all of them things, you know, and he'll give you understanding through them things. The Bible actually says to rejoice and to know that he is God. You know, so oftentimes we get so caught up in our lives and the daily routines of living and taking care of our kids and paying bills and the routines of things, but we forget the big picture. You know, in this month, I think we need to really just remember that you know, God is God Almighty, and there ain't but one God, one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus. You know, I believe that we're the last generation. I believe that God is gathering his people and pricking the hearts of all men and women in this nation, in this world right now. You know, so I believe this Sunday, I believe we all should gather our family, go to church, and just praise God and worship him, you know, for all that he's done and all that he continues to do for us, Greg.
I 100% agree with that. And going back to what Tyler said, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in the routines of life, just being super busy, especially at the holidays. People make it all about family gatherings and, you know, giving out presents and stuff like that. But I feel like kind of going back to what Callie was talking about, the peace that this season should be about and, you know, moving forward when you have Jesus in your heart and just spending time with him and in stillness. You know, I think that peace is so important to remember, especially at the holiday season.
I tell people all the time that, you know, if they I have people that will still, you know, discredit God's word as being God's word. Well, you know, if you know Jesus and you've accepted him into your life and you just have a bad day, I call it a magic book because that book is alive. The Bible says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So if you just open God's word and rest in his presence and pray to him, and just start reading, you know, that's going to make your day a lot better because the presence of God is going to come over you just by the power and the authority of his word.
Amen.
Well, all right. There's no telling what will happen in this last segment now of Mixed Sunday Morning on Christmas Day. What a awesome day. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning right here in Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I hope you're having a great day, and I really hope you are getting up to go to church this morning. And as I say it every week, I hope you're going to a church that is unashamed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And a pastor that will stand in that gap, because we need that right now. Tyler McGrady in the studio. Tyler, I thank you for coming on today, because I want to encourage you to, I was picking at you earlier about your Facebook post, but you need to keep doing that, because we need people to wake this town up. We need people to wake this state up, and we need people like you to wake this nation up.
I totally agree. You know, I believe that even in churches right now, I believe that people are putting the fear of men above the fear of God. You know, people care more about what other people are going to think about them and who they're going to offend than they do the one that created them. You know, so the Bible says as long as we're doing everything from love and with love in our heart, and, you know, that we're within the bounds of biblical scripture, you know, so I believe that we got to stand strong. You know, we got to be bold in faith. You know, this world wants to wash away the things that God's done, but, you know, it's impossible. They can never do away with what our God has done. You know, and this morning on Sunday, I just, you know, it's the best day. Like you said this morning, Christmas only happened on a Sunday every 11 years, you know, so what better day to go and praise and worship our King and our Father than going into to a house of worship this morning and to learn a little bit more and praise a little bit more about Jesus. You know, we can never do enough to repay what he's done for us. And, you know, and I just want to share a little bit more scripture in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. It says, "And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And then one more time, I'm going to jump to John again real quick. In John 14, 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So, you know, I believe today, you know, when we're getting our children dressed and after we get presents, I believe we just go and just praise God this morning, you know, and don't let anybody else just you know, put water on your flame. You know, God, he'll do anything he can to draw us back to him, but we've got to make sure that we're opening the door when he's knocking.
Allie, thank you for coming this morning, because God has put he's given you a gift. He's given you this personality, and it is to go out and be infectious for him. To draw people to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And he has his hand on your life. Why do people need to go to church this morning?
So, I mean, it goes back to scripture. It's important for the assembling of believers. You know, I think that going back to what Tyler was talking about earlier, just surrounding yourself with those people and you talking about candlelight, I think that is such a good analogy. You know, like one light can only be so bright, but when you have so many together, it's awesome and it's so powerful. But I just think church is so important to, like you said, surround yourself with those people and like-minded individuals. You know, like Tyler said, mentioning that scripture earlier, bad company corrupts good character, and that's so true. I've seen that evident in my own life. You know, you can only help people so much, but you have to ultimately look out for yourself and surround yourself with believers as well.
Absolutely.
Well, yes. Tyler, God bless you, your family, your business. Allie, God bless you and your family and your studies.
Yes, sir.
And pray that the Lord will guide your life, and the plans for you are his plans.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening this morning. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. And it is cliche to say, but he is absolutely the reason for the season, as Tyler echoed earlier, not just for the season, but he is who you need in your life every day.
Amen.
He's the purpose of your life. Not just today, but he came to give us eternal life, to be with him. So have a very Merry Christmas. And if the Lord doesn't come back by next Sunday, we'll be back on next Sunday morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff signing off. That does it for this week's Mixed Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.